Good morning, everyone, and good morning, church. Yes, our focus is on the fruit, a marvelous fruit. And I have to say, though, the goodness one is not something I actually understand very well. Because to me, I feel like, is goodness the same thing as kindness? And then we say good all the time, don't we? In fact, sometimes in my own phrase, when something shocked me, I say, goodness me. But the word goodness today is about God. And there's a particular verse in the Bible, actually, that calls our attention to the word good. And who is he that is good? So I'm hoping that today, together, we're going to learn something about goodness as one of the attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. So we're looking into Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And the Bible tells us that against such things, there is no law. But this fruit, the fruit, it is of the Holy Spirit. Have we seen this type of fruit before? I would love to have a fruit like this that contains joy, patience, so that when we eat it, I can say, Lord, give me patience. Or sometimes when I'm worried, I say, Lord, I need your peace. So, what is the fruit of the Spirit? The fruit of the Holy Spirit is a reflection of the very character of God. And these nine virtues that is listed from the passage that we just read, they're not just qualities that we try to imitate, but they are the evidence of the Holy Spirit actively working in you, in me, because we have faith in Christ Jesus. So, we can think of them as spiritual nutrient. Why? Because the Word of God is our daily bread. So, it is essential for a healthy Christian life when we allow the Holy Spirit to dwell and to work within us on a daily basis through the Word of God and by faith. These virtues are produced inside of us. So what is goodness, really? I mean, I can have a good meal and say, oh, that was a good meal. I can listen to your music and say, oh, that was a good music, because it speaks to our heart. But goodness is a part of the nature of God that is formed in us. So it goes beyond having a good meal. It goes beyond having a good trip. It is producing what is good according to God's standard. God's standard, not man's opinion. As Romans 10 verse 8 says to us, the word, that word, Jesus is that word. And that word is near you. It is in your mouth. It is in your heart. That is the message concerning the faith that we proclaim. So it's more than just what we see or what we do. It is what is inside of us. Because if we are born again, filled by the Holy Spirit as Christ has promised us, then God is already producing this fruit in us, in you, in me, on a daily basis, as we read his word and eat the word of God. So goodness is not optional. It flows with faith, with love, and all the other virtues that is of the fruit of the Spirit. So, the Holy Spirit works in us to break down every barrier that resists his goodness. And that is because I can have a good trip, especially when I fly. I am afraid of flying, I must confess. But God's goodness is with us, because His goodness is inside of us. So what? Are we hurt by what has happened in the past? His goodness is still inside of us. His goodness never fails. And next slide. Okay. So, goodness of God by His standard alone. Mark chapter 10 from verse 17 to 18 tells us that as Jesus started on His way, do we remember this account? A man ran up to Him and fell to his knee before Him, saying, "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" But Jesus responds to him. That is what really caused my attention to the word good. "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered, "No one is good except God alone." So it's not just by our good heart. When we do that which we will view as good, is it because God is at work in us? Or what is our motive for that? Because only God is good. And when we do what is good, that is God at work. Because it is motivated by His Spirit working within us. So, what did God have to say? Right from the beginning, God saw that all that He had made, and it was very good. The creation was very good, right from the beginning, because it reflects the Creator. He is a good God. Goodness is in Him. It is in His Spirit, and His Spirit is in us. So, only God defines what is good. Because from creation alone, God has been the judge of what is truly good. Goodness is therefore not based on our perception, not on our cultural motive, or the approval of man. It is based on what God sees and what He declares. So, how can we attain God's standard of goodness? By surrendering, completely yielding to Him in all that we do, in our going and coming in, yielding and surrendering to the Holy Spirit, allowing the Spirit of God to work in us, through us, every day, no matter what, in every season, out of season. Matthew 5:13 to 16, just a short version of it. It tells us that we are the salt of the earth. That is what God says we are. You, me, are the light of this world. So let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deed. So it is the people around us that see that good deed, that the Holy Spirit is working inside of us, and so that they may glorify our Father in heaven. So, God's expectation of us as His children is to become the vessels of His goodness in this world. Because salt influences the world with God's flavor. And His light, it shines with a deed that points towards God. That is, it points people to Him. And the fruit of the Spirit is not just for our personal growth alone, but it is to benefit others. That is, the people around us, our neighbor, our colleagues, our friends. And through us, the world can experience the goodness of God. And finally, Philippians 4 verse 8 tells us this. That finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever it is that is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if there be anything that is of excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Because that is our God. That is the Spirit inside of us, declaring His goodness in us. Why? I want to put that verse in this way as well. That goodness is true. Goodness is noble. Goodness is the light of God. Goodness is pure. Goodness is lovely. Goodness is admirable. Goodness is excellent. And goodness is praiseworthy. So, let's think of goodness towards ourselves, towards others, but not just in thinking alone, but living it. To be good to ourselves. I mean, we've heard of that phrase, be good to yourself. It's something good, because if we're not good to ourselves, well, how can we be good to others, really? I mean, God says, love your neighbor as you love yourself, not as you hate yourself. So, be good to yourself and be good to others. And this is guided by the Holy Spirit, not of ourselves. So, as we draw close, I want to share with us this story. A couple of years ago, my daughter and I were to have a surgery that was scheduled a few weeks apart. And after the consultation with the surgeon, the operation was planned. My daughter will be having hers in July and mine in August. And as the time drew near towards a date, I began to feel anxious, worried. And in that moment, I sent a prayer request to someone in our prayer group in this church. And during one of the Tuesday evenings that we pray together online, although I joined in and I was just listening in, and right there as the whole group were praying, I felt this sense of peace and calmness towards the day for my daughter's surgery first, and also for mine. And I can recall that the prayer that was offered in that group that day was that support that is so much required, because it shows the genuine care of the people that were there to pray for us. And it reminded me that goodness is not only what we extend to others, but also what we receive through the love and the commitment of fellow believers. So, the surgery went well, and I recognize that that kindness, that faithfulness, and the prayer of the group were truly a true expression of the Holy Spirit leading us, leading everyone there to goodness for me and for my daughter. So, that is God's goodness. And I really want to thank Jill, because I wrote the email to her and she acted it on. She didn't just say, we will pray for you, or we'll be praying for you. She brought it to the group and everyone prayed. So thank you for that goodness that we have received. And thank you for sharing that goodness on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, as you pray. Thank you, church. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, because you are a good God. I mean, we're so enriched by that statement that we say God is good all the time. Because it goes beyond just what we're feeling. It goes beyond good time. It goes beyond bad times. Because you are a good God. You are a good Father. And your goodness shines from within us by your Spirit, by your power that is at work in us. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, because we receive of your goodness. We receive of your love. We receive of your kindness towards us. We receive of your patience towards us, O Lord. Excuse me. And this truly shows who you are, because you are God. And it shows whom you have called us to be as your children, to be good, to have your love, to have your peace, to be patient with one another. Father, we thank you, Lord, for that fruit of the Spirit that is at work in us, because we have received the Spirit of the living God, and He is in us, and our body is that temple where the Holy Spirit dwells. So, Lord, we thank you because you are working peace through each and every one of us on a daily basis, O Lord, and you're not done yet with us. And we have all these vital nutrients for our spiritual growth, O Lord, on a daily basis with you. So, Lord, we thank you because from glory to glory, you will continue to change us. From glory to glory, you continue to take us, O Lord, in your power, in your word, in Jesus' name. And Lord, as we depart from today together in our fellowship, we pray that, Lord, your goodness will shine through from us to our neighbors, to the people we meet on the street, in our workplace, that we will carry that glory of the Lord, of your goodness, continually in Jesus' name. Amen.